It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
As we continue our series on reclaiming forgiveness, we come to an examination of the popular concept of self-forgiveness, forgiving oneself. How many times have you heard this? God may have forgiven you, but you've got to forgive yourself. What does that mean? And what does the Bible say about it? Is it good advice or just bunk? A quick Google search of self-forgiveness gets 852,000 hits in 0.62 seconds. So there's a lot of material on self-forgiveness out there. The first hit is The Art of Self-Forgiveness, which is posted on Wild Mind Buddhist Meditation. That post advocates getting your inner protector to tell your inner critic to shut up. A sampling of Amazon.com turns up several titles, including This Self-Forgiveness Handbook by Tom Rutledge, 2015, and Radical Self-Forgiveness by Colin Tipping, 2011. Now, note that Rutledge is a psychotherapist, and Tipping is a clinical hypnotherapist. Then there's Sidney Simon's Forgiveness, How to Make Peace with Your Past and Get On with Your Life. I have already included a review and comment on this book in an earlier podcast, Forgiveness Distorted. In case you've forgotten it, it was not a positive review. What about the Bible? What does the Bible say about forgiving yourself or self-forgiveness? Well, a careful search of the Bible for self-forgiveness turns up blank. Yeah, zero, zilch, nothing. No doubt advice on self-forgiveness is popular, but is it valid? Let's look at a few self-forgiveness techniques that are out there. Here's one. It's to stand in front of a mirror for 30 consecutive days and say something like, I forgive you for, and then name that past event. Or, you're a good person, I love you. Now, remember, you're looking in a mirror. This is from Messina's book, Growing Down. As observed in the podcast Forgiveness Distorted, these techniques involve most, if not all, of the following elements. One, they are self-centered. It's all about me, myself, and I. It focuses on removing my pain, my guilt, my regret, you name it, so that I can feel better about me. Two, these techniques make God optional. He's not necessary. It's not that he doesn't exist. He just isn't required. As Simon's book states, quote, this is something you do for you, end quote. Three, techniques like this consider reconciliation optional. Perhaps reconciliation is pursued if there is something in it for me. Otherwise, the other person is irrelevant to the process. Self-forgiveness techniques, whether a form of inner protector versus inner critic, psychotherapy, hypnotherapy or something else, inevitably are about me convincing me that I'm forgiven by me. The idea of self-forgiveness is not biblically valid. In fact, it contradicts biblical or true forgiveness. We should be focusing on appropriating the forgiveness that we can receive from God through genuine repentance and confession. Now, going back to these other techniques, for the most part, they presume that you should never feel, can I use the word crappy, about what you did. And you should engage in some form of psychological or other manipulation to remove or lessen those unwanted feelings. Is there a way forward? Let me propose four ways forward. We've been walking through the process of forgiveness, podcast by podcast, for a few months now, beginning with reclaiming forgiveness. At some point, you will want to start at the beginning and work through those posts again. Here are four helpful insights. Number one, listen to your feelings. If a person commits adultery or lies about someone or steals from someone, if they have any sense of right and wrong, in other words, a conscience, they will and should feel, and there's this word again, crappy. Those feelings are a mixture of shame, guilt, regret, and any number of other genuine reactions. In those circumstances, feeling crappy about what you did is not only good, it's right. Trying to get rid of those feelings without dealing with your wrong is like smashing the oil warning light on the dashboard of your car to fix the problem. That's simply an act of self-deception. Our feelings can be warnings that sometimes something is wrong, and those feelings prompt that something needs to be done. Please keep in mind, I'm not saying that feelings should control your life. I'm saying that feelings are indicators that should not be ignored. Here's the second insight. Use accurate language. Sometimes we desire the right goal, but we use the wrong words. Of course, mixing up the language results in mixing up the concepts. One way forward is to untangle the confusion between love and forgiveness, for example. We use the words for forgiveness when we mean love, and vice versa. The result is we lose both the practices of love and forgiveness. We dealt with the damage of this confusion in some of the earlier podcasts. Some people who talk about self-forgiveness are probably yearning for, say, self-acceptance. That's something different. If that is the case, define it in those terms or find a reputable guide to help you identify and define your real need. A healthy self-acceptance flows from knowing you are loved and accepted by God. Although much can be said on self-acceptance, check out the earlier podcasts, The Therapy of Love and Love is Active. For the Christian, there are many wonderful benefits bestowed by the God who reveals himself as Jesus Christ. For instance, you may want to read and think carefully about Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 14, and the blessings freely available to all who are in Christ. That phrase, in Christ, in Him, in the Beloved, is repeated over and over in those few verses at least 10 times. And among them is the truth of being accepted in the Beloved, Ephesians 1 verse 6. Now that's real acceptance. Here's the third insight. Embrace functional theology. Now, don't glaze over when you hear the word theology. James K.A. Smith writes that biblical theology is, quote, the graced understanding that makes us faithful disciples, end quote. If we embrace dysfunctional core beliefs or theology, we will behave in ways that are dysfunctional. Dysfunctional theology leads to dysfunctional living. Our beliefs inform and direct our behavior. If your theology of sin is distorted or wrong, you imagine you can go it alone. If your theology of forgiveness is distorted or wrong, you leave a trail of broken relationships. If your theology of self is distorted or wrong, you have erroneous views about yourself and of others. These dysfunctional theologies are ultimately destructive. Functional theology will be rooted deeply in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, the proper reading of the text of the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, and the love of God. Now here's the fourth insight. Listen to God. This is more than a matter of theology. It's about keeping company with God, which includes listening to Him. Here are two things He tells us about forgiveness. In Him, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. Ephesians 1 verse 7. And Ephesians 4 verse 32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. The first text, Ephesians 1 7, tells us the amazing cost and source of forgiveness, real forgiveness. The second text, Ephesians 4, verse 32, that's God's forgiveness through Jesus Christ. That's to be our model for forgiveness among ourselves. To reject or ignore God's forgiveness, or to substitute it with a therapeutic counterfeit, is not only arrogant, it dishonors God. Enough said. What are your thoughts? In the next podcast, I'll introduce reconciliation and why it is important to you.
You've been listening to John B. McDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. McDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.